Cinderella. Cinderella. Cinderella is a beautiful girl. She has two stepsisters. They are ugly and very mean. They make Cinderella do all the housework. One day, a letter comes to the house. It is from the prince. He is looking for a wife. So he asks all the girls in the town to a party. There, he will choose his wife. The stepsisters are very happy, but they say to Cinderella,
"You can't go with us. You have no pretty clothes to wear."
The next day, the stepsisters leave for the party. Cinderella is home alone. She becomes very sad and begins to cry. Suddenly, a woman is in front of Cinderella. She is a fairy.
"Don't cry,"
says the fairy.
"You will go to the prince's party."
"How?"
asks Cinderella.
"I don't have a nice dress."
"Trust me,"
says the fairy.
"Now get me a pumpkin, 6 mice, and a rat."
Excited, Cinderella finds them quickly.
"What will you do to them?"
Cinderella asks. The fairy shakes her wand at the pumpkin. It becomes a beautiful coach. She shakes her wand at the 6 mice. They turn into 6 strong, handsome men. They will walk by the coach. Finally, she shakes her wand at the rat. It changes into a tall man. He will drive the coach. Everything is beautiful, but Cinderella is very quiet.
"What's wrong?"
asks the fairy.
"My dress. It's too ugly."
"Do not worry,"
says the fairy. Again, the fairy shakes her wand. Cinderella's dress is now beautiful. The dress is gold. Her shoes are glass. Cinderella is now ready for the party.
"Listen to me,"
says the fairy.
"My magic will end at 12 o'clock, so you must leave the party before then."
"Okay, I will. I promise,"
says Cinderella, and she gets into the coach. The party is full of people. Everyone wants to meet the prince. Cinderella goes in, and everybody becomes quiet.
"She is so beautiful. Who is she?"
somebody asks. The prince sees Cinderella. Right away, he asks her to dance. So they dance, talk, and laugh all night long. Then Cinderella looks at the clock.
"It's 12 o'clock. I must go,"
she says. Cinderella rushes down the palace stairs. She loses one of her glass shoes. She can't go back to get it. She must be home before 12 o'clock. The prince sees the glass shoe.
"The shoe,"
he says.
"It is the beautiful girl's shoe. I must find her."
The next day, the prince goes from house to house in the town. He lets every girl try on the shoe. Finally, he is at Cinderella's house. The stepsisters try on the shoe, but their feet are too big. Then Cinderella asks,
"Can I try it on?"
"Yes,"
answers the prince.
She does, and the shoe fits.
"You are my princess,"
says the prince.
Then he and Cinderella get married, and they live happily ever after.